Every book about marriage is also a book about mortality, since the success of any marriage is defined not by happiness or good fortune, but by death. The assignment, after all, is to stay together until you die. Once one spouse perishes, the marriage has succeeded. Death signals victory. Only an optimistic fool would declare victory before reaching the finish line. That's what makes weddings such dark comedies. What's more entertaining and ominous than watching two naive souls sign a binding contract without understanding the fine print? Most engaged couples bumble onto the marital bullet train without even knowing where it's headed. "All that matters is that we'll be together," they whisper to each other. "Forever is two immortal elves sipping pink champagne by a burbling stream, then exploring the wild, gorgeous woods around them in everlasting harmony. Forever is set in New Zealand, not New Jersey." Muddling through the first year of marriage has a way of turning New Zealand back into New Jersey, changing pink champagne into a juice box, and transforming two immortal elves into lumpy humans with a rapidly approaching expiration date. Even after many satisfying years together, married life has an uncanny way of making even the most buoyant soul feel like a fool and a failure repeatedly. It's a feature, not a bug. Marriage is designed to break you. You will forget everything you knew before. You will tremble under the weight of your own shortcomings. Sure, you might bounce back and proclaim yourself lucky and declare your marriage happy and become the masochist your marriage wants you to be. But you'll still wake up plenty of mornings wondering why you signed on to drag this wretched, snoring heap of meat with you everywhere you go until the day you die. And once you're married, and therefore a true masochist, you'll realize that all of these sensations are part of the delicious tedium of matrimony. I wrote this book to explore that tedium, along with everything else that marriage brings: the feeling of safety, the creeping darkness, the raw fear and suspense of growing older together, the tiny repeating irritations, the rushes of love, the satisfactions of companionship, the unexpected rage of recognizing that your partner will probably never change. And in writing this book, I discovered new layers within my marriage and myself, haunting and chaotic, wretched and unlovable. We talk about marriage like it's just something people do, no big deal. We pretend that once you're married, you're either happy or unhappy, a binary system, on or off. But the truth is so much murkier and also much more frightening and exciting and joyful than that. Marriage grinds your face into the dirt until you can see new colors and taste new flavors. But you have to show up and invite it all in. You can't hide. I recently watched Planet Earth 2 with my family, and the footage of various animals waiting not so patiently for their mates to return to the proper rendezvous point in order to make sweet marital bird love or regurgitate a fish smoothie into their throats was enough to send a chill down my spine. This penguin dad is seriously inept at scaling wave-tossed rocks and at locating his lady in a million-strong crowd of other penguin ladies screeching at the moon together, I found myself thinking. Does her screeching have the faintest hint of contempt to it, or am I just imagining that? Later, as a seabird's baby mama took her time showing up at their appointed meeting spot, I nervously wondered if she'd wandered off with a more dashing seabird and left her devoted mate in the dust. Okay, he did have a bad habit of pecking in a faintly insecure, unattractive way. You could see the enormous misunderstandings in play.